What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, August 23rd, 2018, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. And our third hour guest today is going to be Don Wiskin of Extendivite. Once again, we're having him on the show in an age where people are becoming very concerned about what the big pharmaceutical companies are pushing. More and more people, and Claire and I are among them, we're turning back to traditional herbal known medicines, and really we're getting so cautious and so scared of the medical industrial complex. Right now, medical mistakes are the third leading cause of death in this country, right after cancer and heart disease. And nobody makes a big deal about that in the corporate media. They're always about, we've got to get the guns, we've got to get the guns. Your guns are dangerous. Guns are nowhere near as dangerous as doctors. You're 8,000 times more likely to be killed by your doctor than by somebody with a gun. Anyway, I want to make a point of thanking everybody who's been sending in emails of concern here about our hurricane. It's nasty. It's the biggest storm in the last quarter of a century. And the good news is the predicted storm track is continuing to drift toward the west. So the actual eye of the hurricane, which would be the most destructive, is not expected to make landfall anywhere. Now, it's going to get close to us here on Oahu first thing Saturday morning. We're already under rain and a bit of wind, but we've already hunkered down and made all the preparations that we can. But they are taking the storm very, very seriously. Obviously, the people in the inundation areas are being asked to evacuate and head for the shelters that have already been opened up. Schools are closed. Businesses are closed. Everyone's being told shelter in place until the storm is passed. And so there's a great deal of concern out here. But as I said, the good news is it's weakening as it moves north. And the center of the storm, the eye of the storm, is drifting even further west. So barring something unexpected from the atmosphere, it's going to be bad. It won't be as bad as it potentially could have been. What's really interesting is there's two different layers in the atmosphere. And you've got the lower level atmosphere is moving west and taking the hurricane with it. The upper level, though, is actually trying to blow eastward. So it's a bit of a tug of war, but the lower level has more mass and therefore more effect, and looks like it's going to be winning. So, but time will tell. Time will tell. But Claire and I are hunkered down, and we've got water. We've windproofed our residence here. And except for choir rehearsal and church, we have no plans to go anywhere at all until after this storm is over. But it's still a Category 4 hurricane. There have been heavy rains on the Big Island. There's been massive flooding down there. There's concern that some of the there could be some landslides down there as well. And I think I mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again. All of the ships and submarines down in Pearl Harbor were ordered to leave the port, and they've sailed off to the northeast to get as far away from the storm as they can, because any ships tied up to docks when the storm surge is coming on in, they're going to get slammed back and forth against the pier, which can damage the ship, damage the pier. So they're getting out of there, and I imagine the same is true for all the commercial shipping over in the port of Honolulu. So they are taking this seriously, and there's been a lot of panic buying. Stores have just been emptied of basic emergency supplies like bottled water and everything. There's actually been a call on out for the U.S. government to issue waivers for what's called the Jones Act for Hawaii. so that emergency supplies can get to this state much more easily. Now, the Jones Act is basically part of the Merchant Marine Act, and it goes back almost 100 years. And this act was introduced by Senator Wesley Jones, and basically it said that all goods transported by water between U.S. ports be carried on U.S. flagged ships constructed in the United States, owned by U.S. citizens, and crewed by U.S. citizens and U.S. permanent residents. So basically, if you're going port to port in the United States, it must be a U.S. ship. Waivers have been issued for the Jones Act in situations like this, which would basically say that any ship from any country that just happens to be conveniently positioned can be called upon to bring, several containers of spam to Hawaii, should that be needed after it's over. My sense of it is, it's going to be bad. It's not going to be as bad as it might have been. And this is a thank goodness we've dodged a bullet here, because it was a bad storm, but it's a near miss, not a direct hit. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are rejoining the network, and we're going to get into some serious news now. As you know, up in Afghanistan, things have not been going well. The U.S. government has spent more than $700 billion, with a B, of your dollars, of which at least $15 billion was just outright wasted on this war in Afghanistan. And it's been going on for 17, going on 18 years. And Trump is looking for a way, any way, to basically bring this to a close. He doesn't want to surrender, doesn't want to give up. So he's talking to Eric Prince, the former boss at Blackwater, the founder of Blackwater. And this would be an epic disaster, because Prince's priorities in Afghanistan don't line up with Trump's. Now, apparently, his Afghan war plan was published by BuzzFeed News back in December of last year, in which he proposed plundering Helmand Province of approximately $1 trillion worth of lithium, uranium, phosphorus, and other rare elements. Now, that would be a political disaster, because the jihadi narrative all along has been that the U.S. government is a purely predatory imperial force focused on enriching itself and weakening Muslim countries. I have no idea where they would have gotten an idea like that, but that's what the jihadis are saying. And if Eric Prince were to take over Afghanistan and go through with his plan to basically plunder all this mineral wealth, the jihadis could say, see, we were right. Down in Syria, they're starting to, shall we say, tally up the numbers now that they're very close to the end of this war. And the Russian Defense Ministry released a video providing some numbers on the current results of its operation in Syria. And according to the video, the Russian military has destroyed 121,000 terrorist objects, meaning weapons, supplies, what have you, and eliminated over 86,000 terrorists, including 830 commanders, since the start of its anti-terrorist campaign in the country. It's good work, actually. And according to the report, 63,000 Russian servicemen, including 434 generals and 25,000 other officers, have gained combat experience during the conflict in Syria. Now, that's very important, because having combat experience makes you much more effective. So, John Bolton is out there saying that the Russians are stuck in Syria. And this is why the U.S. has an upper hand in any negotiations in the conflict. And Russia's come on back and said, no, we're not stuck here. And you don't have the upper hand in the negotiations for Syria, because you're not supposed to be here in the first place. Bolton is also still screaming that Iran must leave Syria. Iran must go. Iran must go. And it's very odd to see the United States in Syria without a UN resolution, without a declaration of war from the Congress, without any legitimate right to be there, standing on Syrian soil and screaming that Russia and Iran have to go because the U.S. just doesn't want them there, even though Russia and Iran are there with the permission of the Syrian government and the United States is not. It is an extreme display of arrogance on the part of Bolton to do that here. Well, once again, they're wagging the dog for chemical attacks against civilians by Assad. And this article over in Investment Watch blog is saying, how many times can they seriously use this same lame accusation when all the past tries have been disproven? Even Mattis has admitted they have no evidence to support the claim that Assad used chemical weapons in the past. And yet, here we go again. They're going back to the chemical weapons card, which means they're still looking for some way to escalate the war and get Assad out there. Now, I think it was yesterday we were reporting on this story where the U.S. is blocking any reconstruction aid for Syria until there's a change in the government, meaning they're back to Assad must go. And the United States is using their leverage at the U.N. to basically prevent the reconstruction. Well, that's not really going to work because Russia and China are already coming on in to help reconstruct Syria, which means Russian and Chinese companies will get all those building contracts. Russian and Chinese banks will be doing the lending and making the interest off that, which means the U.S. not only has failed to remove Assad, they're not going to make any money off of this war. Which is, you know, the ultimate aim. The reason you go in, you spend all this money to wreck a country is to make more money back by rebuilding it, throwing them into permanent debt here. Now, Bolton is really strutting his stuff these days, and he's up there saying that the European Union has to choose between Iran and the U.S. You know, it's time for you to make a choice here. And the EU's probably thinking, let's give us some time on that one. Give us some time. But Bolton is out there saying Trump wants maximum pressure on Iran. And they're saying that actual regime change is not the policy, but they want to change the regime's behavior. And these reimposed sanctions are meant to bring these changes about, basically curbing Iran's interference in the Middle East, because after all, that's the United States' job. They're cutting in on our action here. And of course, they still want those long-range missiles. Now, Bolton is out there boasting the sanctions are having a significant effect on Iran's economy, but it says, so far, there's no change in the country's policies. The Iranians have been double-crossed by the United States so many times, they're not going to agree to anything because it's no good. The day that Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal destroyed the credibility of the United States of America. Nobody believes our government anymore. And the U.S. is out there. They've weaponized sanctions. They're using them like this big caveman club to just whack on people. You know, you get a sanction and you get a sanction and you get a sanction. And if you don't go along with it, we're going to sanction these other people too. Okay. Over in Europe, Putin was sent a question by a Finnish journalist saying that NATO's military infrastructures were moving towards Russia's borders, and the amount of the alliance's military equipment and personnel, as well as the number of military exercises near Russia's borders, were growing. And Putin said, naturally, we have to keep an eye on what's going on there and strengthen our infrastructures. We must respond to the emergence of components of the U.S. missile defense systems near our border, saying that these missile defense systems could be used for launching intermediate range missiles. So edging closer and closer, spending huge amounts of money. And yeah, now I'm sure the corporate media here in the United States is going to scream that, you know, Russia's buildup represents Russian aggression. But, you know, Putin is responding to NATO. Now, when the Soviet Union collapsed, the Russian republics were given a promise. I think it was specifically Mikhail Gorbachev was told NATO will not expand eastward past its current border, which at that time was Germany. And immediately that promise was broken, and they've started trying to grab up all these other Balkan states, and now they're again edging up to the border with Russia, ratcheting up the tensions. Down in Turkey, they're preparing for their first batch of Russian S-400 air defense missiles. Everybody got to see how well those work over in Syria. And as you know, part of the current friction between the United States and Turkey is that Turkey bought these Russian S-400 air defense missiles instead of the U.S. product, which is much more expensive and not seen as being as effective. Which sounds like a good idea. But the U.S. attitude is, you will buy our weapons. You're not allowed to buy weapons from Russia. And as a matter of fact, there's this story that came out of antiwar.com where U.S. diplomats have been told to promote U.S. weapon sales in the countries they're assigned to. They're taking these diplomats and they're turning them into salesmen for Lockheed Martin and Boeing and all these other companies, General Dynamics. Just push those American weapons. It's all about making the sale, making the money. Now, right now, the Senate is looking at the 2019 Defense Appropriations Act, and Senator Chris Murphy wanted to include an amendment to withdraw all funding for the U.S. involvement in the war in Yemen. But unfortunately, that attempt was blocked by the Senate leadership, so it will not be included in the 2019 Defense Appropriation Act. In other words, the Senate just blocked voting to defund the Yemen war. Now, what Chris Murphy wanted to do was to limit U.S. involvement in Yemen to the 2019 NDAA. But Trump's signing statement indicated he doesn't intend to comply with that. This meant using control over the funding through the Appropriations Act was the next real chance to require compliance. I don't like this idea of a signing statement. It's too much power for the president, where he basically gets a bill Congress has crafted and put together, and he signs it, and then he attaches a note saying, I'm not really going to go along with this exactly the way it's written. I'm going to make some changes. That's not in the Constitution. But the upshot of it is that U.S. involvement in illegal wars continues. Down in Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu has announced an additional 1,400 new housing units, settler units, across the occupied West Bank. And it got met with outrage from the settlers. The settlers said, only 1,400? Last year you gave us thousands. This year it's 1,400. They're also complaining that Netanyahu didn't legalize a pair of currently illegal outposts in the West Bank. They're just grabbing the land as fast as they can. And Netanyahu is back to lobbying the U.S. government to recognize Israel's right to the occupied Golan Heights. And he's saying, I will not give up our expectation that the United States recognize Israeli sovereignty over Golan. And this came one day after Bolton told Reuters the U.S. administration was not considering the possibility of recognizing Israel's right to the Syrian area. Now, Israel annexed the Golan Heights. No country on earth has recognized that. All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I was just checking on the storm during the commercial break and just got a phone call from a family member. They're all worried about it. Apparently, the news reporting on the mainland is they love a good disaster. And again, I don't know how bad it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be as bad as they're making out. It's kind of like the way they reported on the volcanic eruption down on the Big Island. And a lot of people thought the entire state was melting down, or at least the entire Big Island. So again, Saturday we'll know. But there are a lot of thunderstorms trailing in the wake of the actual ice storm itself. But the outer edge of it is overhead right now. All right, let's take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I was always scared of you with the volcano stuff. I'm like, I hope he has a rowboat ready with him and Claire so they can rowboat out of the...
Well, the good news is the island we're on, the volcano is extinct because there's really actually only one hot spot, and the Pacific Ocean plate drags over it heading northwest and it pops up new little cones. But the active volcanoes down on the Big Island and all the rest of the archipelago, there's nothing going on there.
Hey, Mike, I want to talk about not only is Turkey, but by 2020, India is going to have the S-400 and nothing's going to change that deal. now. So India said to the U.S., no matter what you're going to do, we're still buying the S-400. So that says something, you know?
Yes.
I mean, that says they're moving. And you know, Mike, what's funny? Remember Trump is like, Germany, you're being held hostage by the Russians with the natural gas. I mean, and then buy some of our natural gas from the liquid. I mean, come on. It's all about business. What a joke.
Yep.
The same
it
with
is.
The weapons, you know? Yeah, what a joke. I mean, geez. I mean, buy our weapons. Don't buy their. I mean, this is the kind of crap that we've come to. You know what I mean? Like, this is it, you know? I mean, what about, hey, don't buy their infrastructure, Syria. Buy ours. You know what, Mike? What you said it the other today also with the U.S., but the U.N., political part of the U.N., is not allowing reconstruction of Syria. So the U.N. is a dirty pile of crap, too. You know what
yep.
I mean? Because it's sad. The U.N. is a joke. You know, why do they even exist anymore? They're just a money launderer. See, I mean, what's your take on the U.N. now? I mean, I don't think they're legitimate at all anymore.
Well, they're heavily politicized. They're just as corrupt as any other government structure here. And I actually have a contact inside the United Nations who has shared some stories about just how unimaginably corrupt they are over there. But they are basically under the sway of both the United States and, through the United States, Israel. Basically, The U.S. has commandeered the United Nations to block Syria's reconstruction until there's a change of government, meaning Assad must go and a government we like gets put on in. We were in Syria 7 years and couldn't pull it off.
And France and Britain, too, Mike. They're part of the problem, too. Because
well, I don't think they were all that enthusiastic about being there. They were there because the U.S. said we need to look like a coalition, so it's not just the U.S. whooping on Syria. Apparently, there's a story that just came on out here in Fort Russ where apparently somebody has leaked it out that the White Helmets are planning a staged chemical attack in Idlib in order to justify a U.S. airstrike that would target the Syrian forces. I hope they're not dumb enough to target the Russian forces. But that's where all this talk is coming from. They're looking for a way to rescue the remaining jihadis in Idlib and give them a way out and keep this thing going.
And Mike, did you see there was the Russian military came out and they said that they killed probably about 84,000 terrorists. And I want people to think about that number. 84, that's an army. And that's not all of them. That's only a portion. So, I mean, people got to think about this. Where the heck are they all coming from? They're coming from Britain, France, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain. You know, it's a mercenary force. I mean, that's a lot of people. you know what I mean? And you can't take your weapon over there when you're on a flight. So, you know, obviously they were being armed, dropped. You know, we know with the drops and all this and funding and this or that. So, I mean, this is what's been going on. You know, I know people don't want to hear it. You know, I mean, it's 84,000 people they killed. They're all terrorists. But that's only probably one-third, you know, that we know about, you know, because obviously somebody's not counting each one by hand. You know, but I mean, that's a lot of people. You know, I mean, that's an army.
It is a lot of people. And I think your guess, that's probably about somewhere between one quarter and one third of the total forces that were brought into Syria to try and bring Assad down. And now, Assad's military, they're now battle hardened. They're very experienced troops. So in the Russians now, that's an advantage for them. And listen, stay on the line, Dustin. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, what we're seeing here today is a continuation of a U.S. government policy that goes back pretty much to the end of World War II. And I think after looking at how destructive World War II had been, and World War I for that matter, that some military people, government people got together and said, well, we need to basically redesign warfare to where we can win control over other countries without trashing them and making them worthless in the process. And that's where this idea of regime changing seems to have originated, that it was far cheaper to simply change the government of a country, sort of a covert colonialism, than to actually physically invade it. And since the end of World War II, the U.S. government has done this more than 50 times, and they succeed about half. And,
oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah. Mike, but the problem is, like, the money we're spending, we don't have. And we're actually...
No, we don't.
We're ruining our own country in the process. Like, we're looting it. And we just,
yep.
There's more debt than we can, we have dollars to pay for the debt. And so basically, they're creating the scenario we're going to collapse. You know, because it either could have hit the gas pedal on bigger empire, or they could have shrunk the empire by stopping. And they're not stopping, as it seems. So they're actually accelerating the decline, as I see.
Well, I think they understand that, you know, the United States is in serious trouble, and their idea is to simply gain control over the rest of the world and loot the rest of the world to keep the American system going. You know, even Eric Prince with his plan for Afghanistan, just go on in and take all these raw materials, $1 trillion worth of raw materials. And it's basically a phase I think nations go through when they lose their ability to compete peacefully with other countries, because that's really what's at the heart of what's going on here. The United States basically used to make products that were so high quality that people in other countries would buy them even though they were more expensive. And that was a good way to do business. And today, American companies are putting out junk, or they're importing junk, and they pass laws to force people to buy products like vaccines. And then they use diplomatic pressure and arm twist other countries, especially with trade deals, saying, yes, you will buy our products. That was a big part of the Asia-Pacific Economic Treaty, where they wanted to force other countries to buy our GMO agriculture, because other countries don't really want it.
But the U.S.
is stuck with it. The U.S. government is now stuck with the fact that the majority of our agricultural industry is contaminated with GMOs and glyphosate, and as world awareness of the dangers of these products grows, nobody wants our product. And so these companies are still allowed to sell it to us. I've got more about that a little bit later on in the show here, but other countries don't want it, so they have to be forced, just like U.S. diplomats are now arm-twisting other countries to buy U.S. products, even though they're more expensive and not as good.
Yeah, but, Mike, China, in terms of the PPP, which is the, I forgot that, that's the economic number, they're the number one economy in the world. They're 10%. You know, per year, and we're only at, like,
yep,
if you believe the numbers, 2. I mean, you can't compete. You'll never compete. So, I mean, it's going to lead you basically to a world war, because, or you're going to just be in decline, because we're not going to beat the Chinese and the Russians, you know? So, like, then you're in decline. That's it.
Yeah.
And you just got to, you know what I mean? And, Mike, did you see this CNN report with the satellite? A satellite within a satellite. Kind of like those dolls they got, the Russian dolls, where there's a doll within a doll. Now, do you believe that story? Like, you know what, Mike? I do believe that they have the technology to have a satellite within a satellite in a satellite, but I don't believe it could be for weaponized. It could be for repairing another satellite or observing another satellite. But they make it like CNN, like it's they're weaponizing space. I'm like, well, what was Star Wars about back in the 80s? Obviously, that was fictitious, but still, it was the same BS, right? I mean,
You know, there are multi-component satellites going, you know, way, way back. I mean, some of the early CIA spy satellites in the days before they had video feeds or digital, they had film cameras, and they'd launch this big satellite. And it would have 6 smaller satellites inside that basically carried the film canisters. And when one film canister was used up, they would eject that satellite. It would re-enter, led to a whole lot of talk about UFOs. And that was how they did that. Don't forget that Apollo involved spacecraft within spacecraft, or at least docked together. So did Viking, for that matter. It's not that big a deal. But I agree with you. It's gratuitous Russia bashing. Anyway, listen, Dustin, I need to let you go. I've got another caller on the line I need to get to. So thank you for the phone call. And let's switch over to Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. What's on my mind is all of this here domestic stuff that's going on here in the United States. For the life of me, I really don't understand this whole Cohen thing. I know it's complete garbage and everything like that. Like, you know, they're trying to make Cohen flip and Manafort flip. But what does paying off a porn star have to do with Russian collusion? I just...
Absolutely like, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
That's what I thought. I mean, they're talking about all of this. And since when was paying off a porn star more important than Hillary's Uranium One deal or selling off 20% of her strategic uranium? Since when that is that more important? I mean,
well, because the deep state loves Hillary Clinton, or at least they're afraid of her, and they want Donald Trump out any way that they can. There's something about Trump they're obviously terrified of. And Trump needs to figure out what that is and start using it for leverage because, you know, Trump is giving them almost everything that they want. I mean, he's not opening up. Well, he hasn't really closed the borders either. He's giving them all the wars they want. And so, you know, I think they hate him because of the possibility that if he were to wake up and realize just how bad things are, that he's going to start calling for his own special counsels. This is all about protecting the scandals. And if the Democrats steal the House in November, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to shut down all these investigations into the Department of Justice and FBI and Hillary's server, the Clinton Foundation. They're all going to go away. And they'll just start piling more and more investigations on Trump until they get him either impeached or they get him to resign. And I've never seen American politics this dirty. Of course, we all know politics is a dirty business, always has been. But I've never seen it this dirty and this open for public scrutiny.
You're right. I mean, part of me feels like why they want him out so bad is because he, I mean, yes, we can all agree that there's some corruption there with Trump, absolutely. But I believe, and I believe this in my heart, that he's not an insider. He's not part of the good old boys club. And I think, you know, that's a lot of it. I think that is a lot of it. And a lot of it, too, is, you know, look what he had to pick with, you know, inside of D.C. Everybody inside of the Beltway is dirty with either with kids or with narcotics. I mean, honestly, I believe that's what runs D.C., pedophilia and drugs. I mean, I wish
money.
There was something that... And dirty money. I mean, I would love, I know this sounds bad, but I wish we went back to the days of bartering. I wish this federal government, the corrupt part of the federal government, would come crashing down and we rebuild it back up. It needs to happen. It really does.
I think it is going to happen. I see a Soviet Union-style collapse as the future of the U.S. federal government, and we all have to be prepared to deal with that, which means effectively being off the grid, not dependent on the corporate supply chain, and ready to basically take care of ourselves for 3 to 4 months and start to put together a new country that does not include a government, that does not include, rather, anybody who's currently in government. We have to get these corrupt people out, you know, we may luck out. They may just take their ill-gotten gains and get out of the country as it's all coming down. Head off down to the Caymans and just kick back and retire.
I think Trump gave them a chance, didn't he, at the beginning, saying, just take your stuff that you got, your ill-gotten gains, and just leave. I mean, but I feel like they're putting up this fight because they want him out. In the end, I do believe we the people might get some justice out of this. Maybe. I'm still holding on to that hope.
I would like to see that. But I've been at this for almost a quarter of a century now, waiting to see some kind of justice for the real big criminals in D.C. And it doesn't seem to be happening here. And as for Trump saying, take your goodies and get out, the reason they didn't get out is they're money junkies. It doesn't matter how much they have. It's never enough. They can't be happy. They're only happy when they're getting more. And if they retire, then they're not getting more. They have to just sit there with however many millions that they've got and, you know, play bingo or shuffleboard or whatever it is. And they're going to be absolutely miserable.
Yeah, you can't buy happiness, you know, with money. I mean, I firmly
believe that. Yeah, but you can be miserable in comfort.
I think that's some truth. Well, I hope you and Miss Claire hunker down and be safe. Love you guys to death, and have a great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open. Jim Rickards is sounding a warning that we might actually be closer to a shooting war with China than most people think. Now, we've been hearing out of U.S. government spokespeople that China is a bigger threat to the United States than Russia. They're not really clear why this is so. And we do know that the United States is concerned about projecting power into the western part of the Pacific. And China is definitely building their military and exerting their territorial prerogatives, especially in those islands in the South China Sea. Now, one thing that I keep seeing in the corporate media over and over again is how China just built these islands. That's not accurate. Those islands were always there. China is building them up. It's expanding them. It's improving them. But those islands have always been there, and they were part of China before World War II. And then Japan invaded them. And then at the end of World War II, as part of the Cairo Convention, all of the allies on the winning side of World War II agreed those islands would go back to China. So Jim Rickards is looking at what China is doing in response to the tariffs and saying that their options back on Donald Trump are rather limited because China doesn't buy a lot of stuff from the United States. China's concerns over the tariffs are strictly about its exports. And Rickards is saying China could actually be pushed into a shooting war, whether it's over those islands. Certainly wouldn't want it to be here. But I think the U.S. government needs to recognize that its continued belligerence against the rest of the world is creating a lot of hostility. It's isolating the United States. And at some point, somebody's going to say, well, we know it's coming anyway. Let's start it today. And they're going to push a button. Over in Moscow, a man apparently opened fire at two police officers standing outside the Cambodian embassy in central Moscow. He injured one of the police officers. The shooter himself was shot by return fire. Apparently, he's in critical condition. And because he can't talk, they don't know why this guy did it. He just was just walking by, and he took out a gun and opened fire. Now, getting on back to America's weaponry, we're going to pick on my favorite boondoggle, the F-35. Apparently, over at Eglin Air Force Base, an F-35 was forced to make an emergency landing for an unstated in-flight emergency. They're not saying what happened to the plane, but the pilot brought it in for a landing and landed successfully up until the moment the nose gear collapsed and pitched the aircraft forward onto its nose. Pilot's unhurt, but heaven only knows how much it's going to cost to repair that. And so now we have to ask, is the landing gear weak on the aircraft? Remember, it's actually a lot heavier than it was originally supposed to be because of all the stuff that's been added to it. Larger engine to try and improve its performance. All these electronic things. All right, let's turn to the domestic politics because a lot is going on there. Now, Donald Trump is out there saying that Michael Cohen lied to cut a deal. And Trump has been comparing Cohen to Paul Manafort, saying that, you know, Manafort got just absolutely brutally beat up by the Department of Justice over this 12-year-old tax case. Which is weird. I thought there was a 5-year statute of limitations on tax cases. Anyway, they put tremendous pressure on him, and he refused to break. He refused to turn on Trump and make up stories about him. Cohen did. And we know that getting people to lie to get Trump is part of what they like to do. Remember, Lisa Bloom was caught offering women up to $750,000 to accuse Trump of sexual assault leading up to the election. That didn't get a lot of coverage in the corporate media. It was covered in the independent media, probably another reason the corporate media doesn't like us very much. But Donald Trump on Fox and Friends basically said the payments didn't come out of campaign financing. And remember, according to that story that was over at 12160, the actual government indictment says that Trump called off this deal that Cohen had proposed. Cohen is still out there all over the media right now saying, oh, yes, Trump told me to do it. It's all his fault. Trump made me do it. Well, if you know it's illegal, Cohen, you're not obligated to do what then-candidate Trump tells you to do. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, Judicial Watch is suing the Department of Justice for records about the raid on Michael Cohen's office, home, and hotel room. Apparently, there is a question of whether these raids were legal, justified, whether there were actually warrants, whether they were valid. And so Judicial Watch, as usual, has filed Freedom of Information Act requests, gets turned down, and has to follow up with a lawsuit. And it's just in the way of delaying the process, because the courts always grant Judicial Watch, you know, access to the documents. And then Department of Justice will say, well, we'll get them over there sometime soon. You know, you're not in a rush, really. You're not in a rush. We'll get them over there eventually here. Okay. Now, but there's no question. They railroaded the guy. Knowing that everybody in Washington, D.C. is guilty of something makes it easy. Go after them. Find what they're guilty of. Threaten to put them in jail unless they do what you tell them to do. And that's exactly what Michael Cohen did. By the way, Cohen's lawyer, Lanny Davis, is a registered foreign agent for a pro-Russian oligarch that is wanted by the United States government. Dmytro Firtash. He's a Ukrainian oligarch, and well, there's your Russian collusion right there. By the way, apparently, Lanny Davis went on TV asking for money for like a GoFundMe, and apparently the TV audience laughed at him here. A lot of people are out there saying, will Trump pardon Manafort? Personally, I think he should. This is such an obvious political hatchet job here. And of course, everybody's saying, oh, that would look bad. That would look bad. That would be very questionable. That, you know, Mueller would just look at that. But look at all the other questionable people who've been pardoned by previous presidents. We had, you know, Bill Clinton pardoned Mark Rich just before he left the White House here. And we had, basically Clinton issued 396 pardons during his tenure, 140 of which were issued on his last day in office. And one of his most high-profile last-minute pardons was even investigated by, drumroll please, James Comey, who found there was no wrongdoing on Bill Clinton's part. So Clinton pardoned Congressman Dan Rostenkowski after serving 13 months of a 17-month sentence for embezzlement. Then there was Mel Reynolds was pardoned by Clinton after being convicted of bank fraud, 12 counts of sexual assault of a child, obstruction of justice, and solicitation of child pornography. All right, we got to take a break here for station identification. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.